Meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
Oh boy, we love Fridays because it's an opportunity to have a special guest on board known as our Interesting Islander for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And today, it's someone that we've gotten to know very good over the last year or so. Has put on so many great, incredible productions over the last little bit as well. Elton John shows, fresh off the Country Road show at the PEI Brewing Company, and now Meatloaf, Anything for Love, and really still just scratching the surface. Please welcome one of the most talented and hardworking individuals on PEI, Craig Fair. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, man. Great to have you here.
Hey, cheers.
And of course, like, You were at it pretty late last night, coming off the first show.
Hence the low voice.
Hey, listen, it's all good. So thanks for coming in so early to have a little chat with us here today. How was opening night?
It was great. Honestly, it's a show, first show I've done in a while that I wasn't sure what the reaction was going to be because it's just so polar opposite to certainly the country show. It was way more than I anticipated, and the audience just went crazy. So, I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I was going to say, that must feel pretty darn good at the end of it to be like, whoo, we got number one out of the way, and it was great.
That's right.
Awesome. That's right. And I'm already seeing tons of buzz online about it already, so people are loving it. And a great choice, too, in Meatloaf.
Mm.
Like, Meatloaf songs are epic and they're fun.
And it's niche.
Yeah. No, but people love Meatloaf.
Totally.
People love Meatloaf.
And you don't see it every day.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, you're here today and we're gonna unpack some more of your story because it is a very interesting story. Jill's been doing some forensic work behind the scenes, digging up your story. So she has all the inside scoop here. So knows what questions you're going to get asked.
I bet you didn't find half of it.
No, I wasn't. That makes me sound like a stalker or a creep.
Not
which
what
I'm
I was
not.
Going for.
I'm
sorry.
Neither.
I'm sorry.
I'm a fan for sure. And as I was reading, like I think you've got some really, really neat things to share. So first of all, you weren't born in PEI, right? You were in Ontario?
I'm from Ontario, yeah.
And you had this love of music from the time that you were a kid?
Yeah, I started playing piano. My parents put me into piano and music lessons when I was four. I started playing piano and step dancing.
And step dancing.
Yeah.
So you were doing that, and around the age of 10 years old, something pretty cool happened.
Yeah, my dad, my brother, and I had a band called Wild Pitch, which is the best name of life.
I love that.
Isn't that amazing?
Nice. Yeah, I know.
Wild Pitch. Doesn't market well, but
whatever. It's fine. Yeah,
don't know what you're getting.
You watch the Blue Jays lately?
That's right. And we happened to be playing at a random fall fair in Ontario. And the artistic director here that year in 1992 had someone going around Canada trying to find this little boy to play this role in this show here. And she just happened to be at that fall fair that day and saw me sing Great Balls of Fire with my dad and my brother and our little band at this fair. And she's got through the committee and tracked down my parents' contact info, and we're like, you know, we want your son to audition for this show in Charlottetown for the Charlottetown Festival. And my parents were like, what? And 3 days later, we did the audition and they phoned right away and were like, we want your son to do it. And so my mom and I moved here for 5 months in the summer of 1992. And that's kind of how it all started and really is how my love for PEI really began.
So what you're saying is she broke up Wild Pitch.
yeah. She broke up Wild Pitch. And that's how it ended.
Maybe his mom was secretly like...
Wild Pitch came to you. It was time for a change.
But like, so you were scouted came to PEI. Like, I don't know many people I don't know anyone that's happened to at the age of 10.
Yeah, it was very, very random. But I mean, you know, what as cheesy as sounds, everything happens for a reason. And I mean, it was just this propelling into the beginning of all of this, right? And
yes,
it's now my home.
It's now your home.
You know, I think why it's always felt like home is because it started at such a young age.
Yes. Confederation Center of the Arts, like as a kid, I've said it before, it always held such magic for me, and seeing the shows and that stage and like just all of it. So I'm just trying to imagine as a 10-year-old what it felt like to be on that stage. It must have been incredible, but was it intimidating at all?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, there's certain things about that summer. Like, I can vividly remember the show and every ounce of it, and I could probably still sing every lyric of the show.
Careful how loud you say that.
Not even my songs. I could probably sing everyone's songs. It's ridiculous. And I remember lots of moments about the show. I mean, it's all very vivid. I don't know. I don't know whether it's just who I am, but I just kind of, even at 10, I just kind of rolled with it,
right,
and went with it. And just, I think it was so overwhelming and, you know, just out of this world that my brain was just like, okay, I just have to do the thing and do what I'm told. And here we go. And then it was over.
Then it was over.
Yeah.
And then you went back to just kind of normal life.
And then I did the Stratford Festival after that and a couple of other big theaters in Ontario. And then I think it was, you know, let's get school focused. And I continued all of those things in school. But, you know, at that time I was only going into grade 6, 7. So, you know, my parents were like, let's just do these things in the summertime. So that continued for quite a few years. I would, you know, do my school obviously in September through the spring, and maybe sometimes get out a few weeks early if I was hired to do, you know, shows at a festival or a theater somewhere else in Ontario, for the summer. But we just stuck to summer stuff for most of it. Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, we're only scratching the surface too. Lots more to catch up with Craig Fair. He's our interesting Islander today here on Ocean 100.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
This is Jennifer Evans, General Manager of our Stingray Properties here in PEI. This week,
tax-size milkshake or an app-exclusive $1 plus tax soft serve cone. At participating McDonald's restaurants in Canada, prices exclude delivery. App download and registration required.
Cloudy with a chance of showers or drizzle this morning. A mix of sun and cloud for the afternoon. A high of 24, humidex 32. Tonight, some clouds and a low of 19. And tomorrow begins with a mix of sun and cloud. There is a chance of showers, a risk of a thundershower late in the afternoon. So make the most of the day. A high of 26 tomorrow, humidex of 34. It's 19 in Summerside, 18 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
All right, Darcy's trivia. For Robin's Donuts, what bird has the largest wingspan in the world, up to 11 and a half feet tip to tip? What bird is it? Text me with your answer, 902-368-1720. More with Craig Fair, our interesting Islander today, coming up next. It's Sam Roberts, Brother Down. Good morning. Sam Roberts, Brother Down, Ocean 100. Good morning, 7:54. Hanging out with our interesting Islander today, Craig Fair. He has put on some of the best productions over the last little bit. How long have you been doing productions here on PEI under the Craig Fair Productions banner?
Well, kind of since I moved here in 2020, but officially 2022 was the first launch. Yeah.
And it's only grown since then.
It's like, only grown. Yeah.
You're a pretty big deal now. You're a pretty big deal.
I'm flattered.
And we have the ABBA show to look forward to in the month of August. And what a great idea. Come up with three shows that would go. What a lofty idea. Three shows that would be put on back to back to back through the summer months, one for each month of the summer. Yeah. You're at Meatloaf now. ABBA's on the way. I mean, how did this all come to be? Like, what was your thought process of, I can do three shows?
Well, actually, it was a discussion with Whitecap. A year ago, I did the Still Standing show for the first time. And then they used to do residency shows at the Brew Company with Catherine. And quite a while back now, I think the last one they did was maybe 2018.
Right.
So they wanted to bring that idea back and approached me about doing that with them. And so I kind of proposed this run of shows as, you know, different things to offer to lots of different people. And we just kind of dove in between Still Standing in March again, and then these three. So it was certainly ambitious because they were all new builds from the ground up, as they were all new shows. But so far we're, You can see the bags under my eyes.
No, not at all.
I think that you're looking quite fresh.
You know what? One thing that I am hearing is from the musicians is, you know, it's easy for them to come back on and do other shows because you're so talented in what you do. You're so driven and you make sure that all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted. And it's just... from what I'm hearing, it's a pleasure to work with you. So, I mean, thanks, put that feather in your cap.
Thank you.
Because that is a big deal. And you're gonna go real far around here with under your belt.
And I think just so everyone can get an understanding. So, I mean, you talked about your performance experience on the Confederation Center stage and many other stages. And you made the shift from performer to, you know, producer, promoter, director, all of those things. And in these shows I was watching last night, so your musicians have charts. You guys have, you know, been rehearsing for a few weeks, but you've arranged all those charts.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're doing charts for percussion, like everybody.
Yep.
And all your backup singers, everybody. These so singers, so that last night's ensemble, how many people were on stage last night? 13?
17 in total.
17 in total.
Yeah.
So you wrote every part for every person, every instrument, and brought that all together, including the kind of concept of the show, the everything from like production lights, all of that sort of stuff. Like, have you done all that?
Yeah. Alex Pickles and I do the design for all the shows I do. Yeah.
So it's so like it's such a huge, you know, for a person who just like kind of arrives and is excited to sit in that seat. Like, I just think it's so important to talk about all of the work that goes into bringing that show to the stage. Now, when you were at Sheridan, what did you take at Sheridan?
I was at music theater performance program.
Music.
So kind of a triple threat.
Okay.
Program, so dance, voice, and acting.
Okay, and were you learning all the arranging, like all that part? Was that a part of your...
There was definitely a music theory element involved in that program. But I just kind of plugged away at that stuff on my own until... It was just something I always loved doing. So it was kind of more self-taught as far as like arranging for instruments and learning, you know, educating myself on how to specifically, you know, a chart or arrange for specific instruments that were a bit more foreign to what I was doing. But it just, the music side of it was kind of separate from the theater side of it for a while. And it kind of remained that way for, you know, 4 or 5 years as I focused on the other disciplines. But it was a side project at that time.
There's never a way to transition here because we're going to do our birthdays right now.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm like, you're an arranger. I'm an arranger of the celebration calendar.
I love it.
I always try to find a segue, but that one was very weak. We'll have more with Craig Fair coming up shortly. Erica Wilson McDonald, happy 40th from the Muffin Wallopers.
Wow.
Love it. Tyler McClellan, happy 35th from Greg and Kathy. Corey Lund, happy birthday, old boy. Hope it's a great day. Chad Taylor, another fella. I hope you have a great day. Dominic Archibald is 5 today from Mom, Dad, and Big Sister Paisley. Marilyn Harris in Shelton is 40 today. That's love, Mom and Dad. Belated at Sweet 16 birthday to Kelsey McKinnon from Mom, Dad, Jesse, and all the special fur babies. My old buddy John David Dewar is celebrating in Charlottetown today. Happy birthday, pal. Kimberly Thaxter in Norwell celebrating. And my other buddy, Sheena Ramsey. Hello, Sheena. Hope it's a great day today. Love Jay and the kids.
Happy birthday to Chloe Arsenault, special day from Meme and Pepe in Abrams Village of 13. Gordon Essery, love Helena, Naomi, Elijah, and Biscuit the Cat. They're in Hunter River, turning 46. Mitch Abbott in Mount Herbert, happy birthday to you.
Phil Rafuse, happy birthday in Stratford from Monica, Lauren, Tim, and Ozzy. Tyler McClellan, happy birthday to you. Belated birthday to Verna Coffin, Cynthia McDonald, and tomorrow Karen Lavers. Wedding anniversary for Davis and Ellen Ward. 10th anniversary, happy birthday to you. Briley Cameron from Nanny in Abrams Village. Briley's turning 19. Stacy Deagle and Madison Donald Costain. Stacy lives in Mount Royal and Madison lives in Kaskampek. Stacy's 53, Madison 17, happy birthday. Marilyn Harris turning 40.
Ooh, doubling up.
Mom, Jennifer, happy birthday from Jamie and the boys, Evan and Zach. 101 tomorrow, Ella Simmons. Holy.
Whoa.
Happy birthday.
Holy, that that deserves a big cause. Wow.
Going out for a game of golf, maybe. Yeah.
Marissa Huggin and Wheatley River turning 17. Carla Vino, love from Cohen, Nika Declan in Savage Harbor. Tomorrow, Josephine Burke in Surrey. Happy 93rd. Another one. That's great, Josephine. I hope you have a great day. And tomorrow, Melissa and Kevin Arthur celebrating it. Oh, no, birthdays both. Melissa, 37, Kevin, 40. They share everything in life, even a birthday. Sweet. From your family and friends. Have a super day.
Oh, man. Scott, I wish you and Helen had the same birthday. That would be great. That'd be fun. Congratulations to Janelle McDonald and Jimmy McCollum, our winners of Bridge Passes today. All right. Congratulations. We'll get those in the mail for you.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
Windy and a high of 26. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Let's tidy up to RC's trivia for Robin's Donuts. And it is draw day today. All right. The question, what bird has the largest wingspan in the world? Up to 11 and a half feet tip to tip. A lot of lot of answers today. I had everything from the blue heron to seagulls to the ostrich.
To?
Offsprays.
Emu.
Emu.
And the cock-a-doodle-doo.
Oh, yes. That was also one that was in there. Albatross.
Albatross.
The wandering albatross is the biggest bird in the world.
Wow.
We don't have any of them around here. No. You're not going to find them on your local Rustico Beach.
Hold up. Or anything is like that. Is wandering part of its title? Name? Or that's just a description?
It wanders hither and fro. Okay. I don't know. The answer to the question is albatross. If you had that, you're in the draw. Let's make the draw right now. Who has albatross? This person does. All right, Jamie Taylor, congratulations. You got yourself a $100 Robin's gift card.
Wow.
Whoa. All right. We'll be reaching out to you and tell you how to claim your prize coming up. More with Craig Fair, our interesting Islander, on the way next.
Welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Can we take your order?
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware, where customer service is...
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
813 Ocean 100, and we love it when he's here. We've done interviews before, but we've never sat down and really unpacked the story like we are today. Craig Fair is with us. You may have been to a Craig Fair production over the last couple of years. Maybe Still Standing, maybe the Country Road show that happened in the month of June. And I think that you're going to be going to Meatloaf after this, because opening night was last night for Meatloaf, Anything for Love. And oh my goodness, the reviews are rave so far. And we're only one show in. That's bonus. Incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. Yeah. All right.
Thanks.
And I mean, like we've been saying, you put so much work behind the scenes. And I don't think people really truly can grasp how much work you do and how hands-on you are with every aspect of this, from the marketing to the putting the show together, recruiting the talent, all of that stuff. It's all you. And I mean, that's pretty incredible stuff. And I mean, it must be a composite of pretty much a long career.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah,
similarly. Sure. Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you did the Charlottetown Festival. Mm-hmm. Okay. And how many times did you come back to Prince Edward Island?
It was about 18 seasons over 30 years.
18 times here. Yeah, so that makes you an Islander anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. I mean, it doesn't matter. Yeah. Ontario was.
And you came here to help a friend, another, a person that people know on the island, a performer, Julaine, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was during the pandemic?
That was during the pandemic. And actually, what's crazy about the tie-in of the whole story is Julaine was also in that season in Charlottetown when I was 10. So her and I met actually when in 1992.
And that's Jelaine Molnar, right?
Yes.
And she has this business.
That's right.
It's a, from what's it called?
She's Fresh Start Fromage.
Yeah, Fresh Start Fromage. Yeah. So you came to help
now
her.
Now called Some Good Fromage.
Some Good, that's okay. Right. But at the kind of start of the pandemic, you came to offer her some help. And then it's just like that you stayed here.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting, though, that you guys first met. It speaks to the friendships and that those relationships and bonds that are formed, you know, in work in the theater and all that sort of stuff. So kind of
And it just
forever.
You know, we just were friends for a long time, and then when the pandemic hit, I was in Toronto and I wanted to get out, and because this place was a second home to me for a long time, so many years, it just made sense, and I knew I wanted to make a gear switch and start a new chapter, and you know, I think that did that time in everyone's life did that automatically. But
some of us just sat on our couch.
I did a lot of that too.
I watched a lot of TV.
Some of us weren't that productive. We weren't writing shows and all that sort of thing.
Well, I took, you know, in all honesty, I took some serious time off music. I pretty much didn't do anything musically for about 10 months in that period, and just kind of sat and really thought about what I wanted the next steps to be. And I'm really glad I did, because I think I needed to choose a different route. And not that I don't regret a second of my career up to that point. It was incredible, and I'm so fortunate and thankful for all those moments. But I needed to head a new direction, and it really gave me the opportunity to figure out what that was.
Yes, a fresh start fromage, Craig Fair. Fresh Start Squared.
Yeah,
but it must feel pretty good now to know that you've it done does. All that, and looking back on it, it's like, hey, I got my fresh start, and it's going pretty darn good.
Yeah, and you know, like anything in any industry, it has its roller coaster ups and downs.
For sure.
You know, even in the lower moments, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm going to keep pressing forward.
What's your favorite part of doing it? Like when you stand back and take a look, you know, let's say Country Roads, for example, when you look back on that, what was your favorite part of doing that?
Honestly, seeing the people that I'm hiring get the accolades that they deserve, because it's, you know, they are working their butts off, and to see them grow as artists, it's the best part.
You're picking the best ones out there, really. Like the lineup that you have for these shows is top tier talent,
truly,
on Prince Edward Island.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate that people say yes to doing things,
it's a testament to you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, they're keen to do new things and try different things, and it's a pleasure.
Love it. All right, we will have more with Craig Fair coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
When you swipe to win free fuel for life from Irving, you may wonder, how much fuel?
See PetSmart.ca for details and more incredible deals. PetSmart, anything for pets.
Chance of showers or drizzle this morning, and then a mix of sun and cloud this afternoon. A high of 24, humidex 32. Some clouds tonight and a low of 19, and a mix of sun and cloud tomorrow. Little chance of showers or a risk of a thunder shower late in the afternoon. Some light wind, a high of 26, humidex at 34. Right now it's 19 in Summerside. It's 19 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And the reviews are even coming in through our text messages now, Craig. Jeff Jardine says he was at the show last night and it was super awesome. And that you are so talented too. So, hey, listen.
That's great.
This is awesome, man.
That's how it spreads, right?
Let's pack the place. Another Meatloaf show tonight. We'll wrap things up with Craig Fair next on Ocean 100. Patio Lanterns, Kim Mitchell, Ocean 100. Good morning. It is 8:25. We've been hanging out with our friend Craig Fair from Craig Fair Productions. He's put on some super awesome shows over the last little bit, and more to come. We're not going to pick your brain. I won't make you divulge anything you don't want to. But there is more coming, which is great. I'm very pumped for that. What we can talk about is Meatloaf. Anything for Love, which is on right now.
That's right.
Which is at the PEI Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. If people want tickets, where can they go to get more details on the show itself?
They can just go right to PEIBrewingCompany.com and you'll see on the events. You just pick up, click on Anything for Love, Music of Meatloaf, and you can buy your tickets right there.
And then what's coming up in August? I'll let you be the promo guy for that.
Sure. Coming up August is the Super Trooper, which is a night of ABBA.
Fun.
And that starts August 7th, runs till the 30th.
Fun.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that.
People will have a very hard time staying seated.
They will be dancing. Yeah.
It's kind of a just a, you know, one big dance.
Scott likes the song Super Trooper the most. So
it's one of my favorites of theirs.
Super Trooper.
And you said, well, actually, I said this about you, that you have a costume ready to go for your ABBA attendance.
Of course.
So
of course.
You'll have the meet and greet. Meet and greet, and then the show. You'll be all set to go.
I'm just shy a few sequins. We're going to get those on and we're good to go.
Can I take it to the typical Jill Chandler cheesy format for a moment?
Perfect. I love it.
And I said this off air as well. So like you've performed here for many, many years. Obviously you have so much experience. Many people would know you for the Dueling Pianos. You've established this Craig Fair Productions. And obviously you've taken the time to develop your craft. You believe in yourself. You're employing numerous talented musicians. Audiences are coming, and you're creating, like, we all believe in what you're doing and what you offer. How does it feel last night, the end of the show, to look out into that audience, see people on their feet and so excited and so in love with what you guys have accomplished?
It's really, I mean, you know, I don't know what the right word is, but it really, it's overwhelming. I'll be honest, it's overwhelming when you see something that you are building and bringing to life, and to see that kind of reaction, and because it's exactly the reaction you're hoping for. And as artists, we can get into, you know, whether you're performing or producing or directing, whatever, we're all artists, and you can get into this insecure place of you know, is what I'm doing good? Or is it, you know, am I too on the inside of it to be able to objectively look at it and go, no, this needs to be different, or, you know, how is it going to be perceived? And so to have that kind of reaction last night, it's an extreme relief and weight off your shoulders to just be like, okay, it worked. People got it. People loved it. And so, you know, that just motivates you to keep going the route you're going, because, you know, I certainly approach my shows in a different way. It's not a tribute show of doing, you know, for this show, case in point, we're not doing Meatloaf music the exact same as what it was. And and we're not trying to impersonate an artist. It's using the music and lyrics and doing something with it. And what does that mean? My goal always is to have an audience come in and feel like they're hearing it for the first time and recognize the music, but be, you know, go, oh, I never actually heard this song like this before, or knew that it was such an amazing song or lyrically beautiful. And
And Meatloaf's lyrics are like, they're really.
Yeah. I mean, it's Jim Steinman, but he did most of the writing for
Meatloaf.
But
like,
but yeah.
But I guess what I'm saying 100%. Is like when I'm listening to Meatloaf songs, like there's such experiences, but sometimes I think some of the lyrics have been lost. Like I didn't pay as much attention as I did last night listening.
Yeah. So. Well, I'm glad that translated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Craig, you have become a very good friend of ours here at the show. And let me tell you, nothing makes us happier than seeing you have success.
No, thank you.
All right.
I appreciate that.
And we hope that it continues. I know it's going to continue, and you're really just scratching the surface, and there's some big things ahead for you. So we really appreciate you and what you do and for being a good friend.
And thank there's you. Only five shows, right? So this is a limited run.
Five more.
So it's every Thursday, Friday.
Tonight, next Wednesday, Thursday, Thursday, Friday.
Got it. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Well, I will see you tonight at the show,
Cheers.
Sir. And I can't wait for it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Not to be used as a personal flotation device.
Hey, it's Dylan McKee, Retail Sales Manager for Sting.